showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
And points.
Greg, why did you just put 8 dozen cookies in the cart?
Well, those are for the carolers, and we get points on all of them with Schnucks Rewards.
You think we're going to get 96 carolers?
Better get at least one more dozen then. Oh, how many gallons of milk do you think we need for hot chocolate?
Well, at least enough for 108 carolers.
Get a little more holiday this season with Schnucks Rewards. Download the app today and start earning points on just about everything, including treats for unexpected guests.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
TMA Live will be at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th. For this event, we have teamed up with Hot Shots for a holiday toy drive to benefit friends of kids with cancer. Anyone who comes to the Hot Shots in Fenton that day and makes a cash or toy donation will receive a coupon for a free Hot Shots appetizer as a small way of saying thank you. Plus, there will be a raffle for Blues tickets and Anheuser-Busch swag bag. Come out and enjoy great specials on Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. That's this month's TMA Live at Hot Shots in Fenton on December 20th.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers that opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome. The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
I don't know when duck hunting season is. It over? I don't even know. This guy's probably going to be in a good mood, even if it's not any more duck hunting season, even if it is, because it's Christmas, for goodness sakes. And his is one of those houses that has a big Christmas. He also has a big dealership, but not too big. Not too big to take good care of you. I'm talking, of course, about this guy, John Londoff. Give it up, everybody. Come on. Look at that crowd. They like you.
Man, they are fired up today.
They are fired up. How you doing?
I love that. I love a big crowd. Don't you, Frank?
I sure do, John.
There you go, buddy. There you go. That's what I like. I say something and you respond immediately. Mm-hmm. Just the way you should, since I am like the customer, right?
So this is notoriously slow time for all of the car business.
Bite your tongue, Frank.
Well, now, wait a minute. You know it is. So, through the years, I'd like to buck that trend. I've said this before. I'd like for all the other dealers to sit back and go, what are they doing at Londoff that we're not
doing? You want to give me some bucks? Did you say some money?
I didn't say that. Buck the trend, I said.
Oh, buck the trend.
All right, let me ask you about what do most, because I like to learn about the car business. I like cars. What is it, or is there anything that people tend to buy more of in the winter? Obviously, 4x4s and snow in that weather, but let's say right now, holiday season, is there anything that people seem like they buy?
No, I mean, it's just another day. You know, it's December the 19th, and it's Silverado pickup truck day, two of those, Colorado today, Traverse and Equinox. Malibu. Malibus are hot because there's great programs on them.
So if we have a big snow, will you see will you see an obvious increase in 4x4 sales after we have a big snow?
No, because you know, a lot of people today want a four-wheel drive for all purposes. It doesn't mean that, you know, we have to have a major snowstorm. They just like having a 4x4, whether they're towing a boat or a trailer, or they like to have a, you know, they like to go hunting, and they're going to be, you know, on a farm, and they want to have that four-wheel drive capability. They don't want to get stuck. You know, and sometimes some people, they got stuck years ago in the mud.
Well, back in the 80s, it was one of St. Louis's, I don't know, really big snowstorms. And I lived where I live now, because we lived there for like 32 years now. And it was, I could not get out my drive. I had a front wheel drive car, and it was not enough to get me out. It was a steep incline, and it was a lot of snow, and I was so mad. Now, I didn't know you then, so let's get that out of the way. I called a Chevy dealer that I knew. It was night. It was like 8 o'clock at night, and I said, I want to get out of here in the morning, and I am so mad at my car. If you can bring a tracker, remember the little Chevy trackers? I said, if you can bring one out to my house tonight, I will write you a check for it. I'll buy it tonight so I have it tomorrow morning. And about 10 o'clock at night, they delivered a red tracker to my house, and we swapped some paperwork, and the next morning I got in it, and I went to work. I mean, that's how impulsive I am. And that's why I ask you if other people, I think many other people are like me, but if other people ever did that, because man, that made me mad. I just, for whatever reason, I just, because when you're radio business and you're working in the morning, you got to be there. You got to be on the air at 6 o'clock, and you can't mess around. So the other thing I learned, and for anybody listening, this is good to know, a front wheel drive vehicle has 85% of the pulling power of a 4x4. Limey, did you know that?
I did not know.
If you've got front-wheel drive, and most vehicles are, you're pretty much good to go unless it's a big deal snow or a big steep hill. You got 85% of what you'd have with a 4x4.
You said eel.
Yes, I did. I meant to say eel.
Oh.
It's car terminology. You're too stupid to know about it.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, no idea.
Idiot! Yeah, wow. How do you feel now? Pretty stupid? John hung up, I guess. You still with us?
Hello? I'm sorry?
Yeah. By the way, I didn't keep it long. I didn't even keep the tracker a year. It was an impulsive buy.
I don't know. I mean, tick-tock, but that's okay.
Hey, you want to hear a funny story? Want to hear a funny story?
No, I don't.
John, yes, you do.
I finally got the floor.
John.
Just give me a second, Frank.
No, no.
I know it's your show.
No, this is a funny story.
God.
Remember the Geo Metro? You remember that?
Don't let me talk, everybody.
John, do you remember the Geo Metro that Chevy sold?
I sold them. I had to pay thousands of dollars for a little mini Geo Metro sign because they didn't want it as big as the major GM signs. So, okay, here's a little Geo sign.
Do you remember the cylinders on the Geo Metro? It was a three-cylinder car. And a buddy of mine got one, and I said, you know, it's a three-cylinder car. He says, not mine. He says, mine's got a V8 under the hood. And I said, no. And he said, oh, yes, it does. And he raised the hood, and he had a little can of V8 cocktail just sitting on the engine. He said, there it is, V8 under the hood. And I just thought, that's so stupid, it's funny. Like a lawnmower motor in those cars. But those days are over. Oh, I got something for you. Do you get Netflix?
Oh, my God.
Do you get Netflix?
Did you drink like a pot of coffee?
No. Do you get Netflix?
Yes, I do. We've talked about this before because, of course, I've watched many, many great programs on Netflix.
I have one for you, The 80s, called The 80s, and it is fantastic. I've watched two episodes, and it is a brilliantly done by Tom Hanks sort of documentary on the entire decade of the 80s, and man, is it fun to watch. So, just a recommendation.
So, let's see. In the 80s, I had just graduated from college.
Okay.
A few years later, I got lucky and met the love of my life, and
And Mimi found out about her.
Yeah. You know what? This isn't going well today for me.
Okay? Oh, it is for me, though.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Doing great for me.
All right, let's talk about pre-owned vehicles. We're selling the heck out of new cars, taking some great trade-ins in. 2012 Chevy Traverse. 2012 Chevy Traverse, a three-seater, so it'll hold up to seven people, $11,990.
Oh, stop it.
It's only 74,000 miles. 2012 Chevy Traverse, $11,990. Call me crazy.
Crazy.
Just call me, 314-837-1800. 2016 Equinox, LTZ, one owner, LTZ, Equinox, 2016, only $19,990. And last but not least, because we've got over 200 pre-owned vehicles in inventory, over 200 used cars, as they say, 2009 Chevy Cobalt, two-door, automatic, sunroof for
$59.90. Mm. Was that the last year for Cobalt? That was pretty much, wasn't that pretty much the last year? When did they make Cobalt? Up to
I've got one inch is a 2007. I don't think they made it much long after that.
2009, that would about be about
the end. We should love to have that in trade.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that, Limey.
I know, I regret that.
That car, by the book, that car is 11 years old.
Yep, it is.
No, 12. Because the 19s are out, so that's a 12-year-old car. And the average car on the road is 11 years old. You are now 1 year older than the average car on the road. How do you live with that?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, production, Chevy Cobalt, 2004 to 2010.
Okay, wow. It's next to last year.
Model years, 2005 to 2010. Right. The assembly plant, Lordstown, Ohio. All right? What else do you need to know?
My late father-in-law drove a Chevy Cavalier. Does anybody remember the Cavalier? Mm-hmm. It was just kind of a bare...
Oh, wait, yes. Oh, no, no.
Kind of a bare-bones basic transportation car, but, man, he ran the wheels off of that thing. And he got a lot of good service out of that Cavalier.
Oh, that's unbelievable. That's a great story there.
It sure is. Thank you.
All right, but I'm going to tell you one thing.
What?
I would almost say that this is like the highlight of my day. But it's not. It's getting to meet all the great customers here at Johnny Law & Duff Chevrolet. You know, walking in every day in the service driving lane, getting to see the nice people, shake hands, get some names, walking into our always busy, always crowded service waiting room, and just getting to hang out and talk to the nice people. And then people tell me that they're AM and the PM. And hold on. I gotta let my dog out of his crate. He's ready to go home and eat, I think. So I'm just telling you, lunch today at Hendel's Restaurant, not one, two people.
Free, get that.
Cha-ching. AM and the PM, and they think that I'm hilarious. They think I'm funny. They think
right.
You are too. But, no, a lot of people AM and the PM, so many people AM and the PM. And thank you all very much for what you do. They say, Frank, you should probably be nicer to me. But you don't know how to, so go ahead. Just keep being you, Frank, and I'll be me.
You be the
mean, cranky guy. How you doing, Frank? I'm not too good today. Why? What's wrong, Frank? Is your half?
How many times have I ever said that? I've never said, I'm not too good today. When have I ever said that?
Let me ask you this. Is your glass, is it filled to the brim or is it half empty?
It's not even half empty. His glass fell off the counter and broke.
It's not only empty, it's broken into 1,000 pieces. That's my glass.
That's why I love you, Frank. I got to tell you, I know it's the holidays, and I know you don't like them.
Can I share something with everybody? Listen to me, folks. If you take a negative attitude, if you'll have a negative attitude, your life will be a whole lot better, and I'm going to tell you why. If you think of the worst is going to happen, you will never be disappointed. Never.
This is true.
And anything that happens other than negative, wow, is a pleasant surprise. If you go through life with that, life's wonderful, everything's going to be great. No, it's not. You're going to be very disappointed a lot. So take the negative attitude, low road. Take that. You will be glad you did, because everything that's other than that is a nice, pleasant surprise there. That's how I live. Somebody said to me one time, I said, boy, this is not going to be fun. And they said, well, why don't you have a more positive attitude? I said, okay, I'm positive this is not going to be fun. There's the positive attitude. How about that phone number?
Does anything trip your trigger? Does anything make you go, yeah, well, yeah, woo, yeah. I love that. This is fun. Like, you know, driving the White Lightning.
Yeah, pulling into Cracker Barrel. That would be one. I love Cracker Barrel. That's always a good thing.
So,
and that's about
Cracker
it.
Barrel. Yeah. Cracker Barrel is that you just like when you pull in the parking lot, you can't wait to get out of your car.
I know that I am going to eat the same food that I ate when I was 10 years old down in Tennessee, and that's the only place that I'm sorry?
You get the big meal? The big meal?
Well, I don't get a big meal. I just pick and choose. I'll tell you what I get. I get the greens, like turnip greens. I get pinto beans. I get biscuits. I get cornbread. I get chicken fried steak. And I get chicken and dumplings and meatloaf. Those are my favorite things at Cracker Barrel because that's what I grew up on.
I thought you were saying that you get all those at one time.
I did say that, yes. But that's what I grew up on, and you don't go many places and get all those things on a menu in one place. Is it the best restaurant in the world? Of course not. It's not five-star or anything, but it's the food that I ate as a kid, and I liked it. Biscuits, man. What's better than a biscuit? Or chicken and dumplings, or biscuits and gravy. Somebody doesn't like that. There's something wrong with them. It just is. So, that lights me up.
I can tell.
The other thing that lights me up is when you give the phone number, because I know we're going to close this out. What's the phone number?
So, a week from this Friday.
Yeah.
Mary Mimi Ryan.
Oh, that's right.
Retires, ladies and gentlemen.
Way to end it with sad news. Way to put a down Debbie Downer on everything. That's a sad story. No, that's a sad piece of news.
No, you're the Debbie Downer. I'm the Mr. Positive. I pump people up. I get people excited. I make people feel that they're actually better than they think they are, and then they hold on to that thought. They become a better person.
Hey, Limey, a week from today,
yep.
She retires, what, a week from Friday? Okay, a week from tomorrow. Make a note, remind me, we need to call Mary, because it's the last time we'll get to call Johnny Landoff Chevrolet and hear the voice of Mary Ryan. So we need to call and be one of the last people
Thursday,
she greets on the phone.
Is that the 27th?
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So
no, Frank, she's accepting gifts, too.
Got it.
You didn't have to tell me. I heard you. All right, what's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
By the way, I'd like for everybody listening who's AM and the PM, that number, make a note of that number, and all next week, I'm serious, call Johnny Landoff and say good luck to Mary. This is one of the greatest receptionists that a business ever had. Wish her well.
She's one of the greatest human beings. Mm-hmm.
She's
an angel.
Tell her you're AM and the PM, and you want to wish her a happy retirement. It'll light her up. She'd love that. All right, John.
All right. Hey, good talking to you.
You too.
Downer.
You too.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Frankie Downer.
Oh, man. People can't deal with the truth. They just can't. They can't handle the truth. Let me tell you what's going to happen here. Dr. Doug is about to pop up here. So before we even hit the music, let me give you the numbers. Now, Patty here is real smart. She's been holding for 28 minutes to talk to Dr. Doug. Dr. Doug eats up one phone line. That leaves two or three, four others or whatever. But when somebody finishes with Dr. Doug, the line then is open. You jump on and just start calling both of these numbers till you get through. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Dr. Doug is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of Paul and the St. Louis Blues. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more music, if you would, please. There it is. There it is. Look at that. There are the calls.
How much is that jug in the window?
Ladies and gentlemen, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon has been for about 15 years or so, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Let me check. How are we?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah.
Good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. We're good.
Well, I am AM in the
field. Of course you are. Now, before we take calls, I mentioned this earlier. I want to restate it. My grandson's naked rat, Fred, is dead.
Oh.
Yeah. Fred is dead, and we believe that my grandson, I know that people want to think their kids and grandkids are little angels, and we think he mishandled him. We think he was a little rough on Fred, so rough that Fred, again, is dead. Repeating, Fred is dead.
Oh, boy.
Fred Pinion has passed away. The naked rat, one of the ugliest pets a kid ever had, but Dr. Doug said they make good pets unless you, like, throw them against the wall and stuff. So he's gone. He's gone. Well, he is. He's gone. And you know, the lesson here is he's just a little still too young to have a pet that needs to be cared for like that. He's too young. And so Fred goes the way of Jumper, the dead frog that he killed, and the rabbit that he almost killed, and one other thing I think that he killed. So Fred is gone. You want to take calls?
I sure do. Now, you sure he's not, like, in the making of a new Halloween guy?
No, I don't think so. He's just a kid. Patty has been holding longer than I would ever hold for anything. Patty, you're very patient. Thank you so much for that. Merry Christmas. Welcome to 590 The Fan, and say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
Whoa, listen to her. She means it.
Hi, Patty. Thanks for waiting. How can I help you, honey?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a approximately 11-year-old Doberman that was a rescue dog. I'm her fifth home. I've had her for about 5.5 years. The history of her, I was told that she was beaten with baseball bats and broomsticks. And then, tied up in a cage in a basement that the twine damaged the nerve endings to her paws. And since I've got her, she has had a continuous sore on one of her front paws, on the top of the paw, for 5.5 years. I can't get rid of it. I've tried Neosporin. I've tried Fetrisin. I've tried everything. In the last 4 months, I guess it's been, she started kind of tumbling when she'd walk. It's not her hind legs. It's her front legs. And she does what I've been back and forth to the vet many trips. She does what's called, I think they're calling it a knuckling, where it's almost like a ballerina stance, where her front paws are, like, curling underneath her, and she falls over. For the last 2.5 months, I guess it's been, well, it's been 3 months now, because she's gone through three, my vet didn't really have any answers for me, no diagnosis, never called for blood tests, x-rays, recommended possibly that I take her to a neurologist and thousands of dollars, but no answers. Suggested maybe trying a steroid shot to see if that would help. Her first steroid shot, within about 12 hours, she was back up and walking again. And she was great for about 1.5 weeks. And then it was supposed to be a month-long shot, and it only lasted 1.5 weeks, and she was back down again. We subsidized with pills, prednisone, and she did okay, but within a month, she was back down again. Went and got a second shot. Same thing happened again. 2 weeks ago, I went, well, 2 weeks Saturday it'll be, I went and got the third shot. A third shot, this time, nothing. I've had no results. I mean, it's just constant care for her. I can stand her up, and she can stand there on her own, but she ends up toppling over. I just want to know, am I at doomsday?
Okay, well, I'll tell you my opinion, and not my frank opinion.
Good one.
But anyway, this puppy, is when you see the knuckling you're describing, when they tuck their paws under, that means that there's at least a component of this problem is residing in the brain, or possibly the central nervous system, the spinal cord, but probably the brain. So you do have some kind of lesion going on. The fact that it responds to steroids initially can mean that it's an inflammatory process, could be some kind of process where the body is attacking itself, or it could also be in some cases, and this dog is old enough, God forbid, but if they have a brain tumor, a growth, a lot of times those will initially respond to steroids, but then over time they don't. So most tumors will at some initial point respond to the steroids and kind of resolve for a little bit. So the suggestion to go to a neurologist is
totally appropriate, because if you really want to know what you're going to need to know to make final decisions, is that you should have a CT scan or an MRI. And I know there's a little bit of money involved, but you can shop around. I've seen them go for anywhere from $600 to probably a couple thousand. But we do have a couple of neurologists in town, and one of them I've used on my dog and my daughter's dog. He's just absolutely superb. So the money you think you waste running back and forth to the vet and not really resolving anything, or at least understanding everything, you could have one event, find out what's going on, and yeah, you got a little bit of an expense, but you love this dog, you've done a great job. Let's find out if there's something that needs to make you quit trying, or, I mean, this is my opinion. You can do as you wish. Otherwise, it's just going to keep to continuing and coming back, and probably it sounds like the dog's going to be more and more resistant to anything you try. It's going to get weaker and get worse, and then possibly, you know, you're going to watch the dog pass in a less than friendly way.
Patty, how old is the dog?
She said 11.
Well, I'm guesstimating, but I think about 11. They told me she was 5 when I got her, and I've had her about 5.5 years, so she's getting close to the 11-year mark. So,
Doc, how long does this dog normally live? How old?
This dog can live up to 12 to 15 years.
Yeah, so that's really, exactly.
There's no knowing for sure, but and, you know, some dogs will live longer, but I am concerned that you've got a progressive syndrome of some sort, something that's not healthy. But again, some people want to know so they know not to keep running and going back and putting the dog through things. It might be smarter to find out and then decide, okay, we've done anything reasonable. Now it's time to say, you know, goodbye. And I'm not one that likes to put animals to sleep, but, you know, there's a time when it's the most gracious option.
Well, see, the way I feel about my vet, it's like they've already kind of said, there's nothing we can do, you know, you're prolonging this. And maybe I am, maybe I'm not, but when I come in every night from work, she picks her head up and she's excited to see me. If I say we got treats, oh my goodness, she's ready to wake up and, you know, she's eating, she's drinking, everything's, you know, she's been on the steroid thing. And like I said, I've been giving her prednisone. They acted like I'm overdosing her on the prednisone because I get the shot, and about 2 weeks in, the shot's supposed to last a month, and in 2 weeks, I start giving her the prednisone pill because the shot starts wearing off in her system. She's about a 77-pounder, so I don't know if she's not getting enough. I don't want to overdose her, but she's not having any symptoms from the prednisone. There's no indigestion problems.
Don't know what you're treating, so that's the problem. So again, even if you don't have end up with a result that you can treat logically or reasonably,
at least you know what you have.
You know what you have, and you make a logical decision based on knowing. I think it's worth doing, and you obviously care a lot about this dog, and this dog's a big part of your life. So it's a one-time hit. It's not fun. I had to spend money that I couldn't believe as a veterinarian because that was a procedure I couldn't do. But, you know, I figured, well, that's what I support and that's what I commit to. And if you can justify it, at least go get a price. Let the doctor talk to you. There might be a $150 exam fee or something with one of the specialists. But then you can always say, no, I don't want to do that. But let someone give you a really good physical exam and give you a range of possible issues besides what I've told you.
Not give you a physical exam, Patty. He said give you a physical. If a doctor, if a vet does that, run, you know.
That's how I work.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know you do. So, Patty.
So, in your history, does this sound like a familiar thing that could possibly be treated?
Well,
or does this sound like something that...
You've waited a long time. I would say with the age of the dog, and the kind of the progression of symptoms without a response, less response, I think that the odds are not going to be very much in your favor. But there are so many new therapies based on the diagnostics that might come up with something that, you know, gives you a good quality of life for some amount of time. And that's what these guys can do. These specialists can really focus in and get you as close to a diagnosis or an absolute diagnosis, and then you decide what's the reasonable course.
And then you don't have to question yourself as to whether or not you did the right thing. Once the diagnosis
is there. That's where I am. That's exactly where I am.
We can tell you are, and here's where I can tell you are. You love this dog. And the thought of the very real possibility, this time to go. You don't want to know that. You don't want to hear that. But maybe you either need to hear that or hear, here's what the dog has and we can treat it.
It's Christmas. There's supposed to be miracles happen.
I know. Patty, we got to run, but we got to run. Thank you. Thanks for listening. All right, the line is open because Patty is finished. And that would be jump on these numbers, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Dan has your name as Chastity, not Chastity. Is it Chastity?
You better know it's Chastity, Frank. You've known me since I was a little kid.
Oh, my. Is this blind Chastity?
Well, it's Chastity who happens to be blind, but Chastity first.
Chastity who happens to be blind. My goodness, how are you? You called us when you were like 13 or something.
I was 9.
Nine. Wow. Welcome back. Where have you been?
I've been around. I mean, I called you like a couple of years ago.
Chastity, I don't have much of a memory, but if I remember correctly, you used to be a fanatic for Kid Rock. Is that right?
I still am a fanatic for Kid Rock.
I mean, you were ready to marry Kid Rock.
I'm ready to do anything Kid Rock wants me to do.
Wow. Kid?
I mean, I'm going to make a turkey for Christmas, and, you know, I'd like him to stuff my turkey, you know, my Christmas turkey for me.
Chastity, have you ever tried to contact Kid Rock? I'm serious. Have you ever tried to get to his people to say, I'm crazy for Kid Rock? Have you ever tried to do that?
I've done better than that. I've met him numerous times. He asks me things like, are you going to be sitting in the front row tonight as usual?
But when you met him, did you say, I'd do anything you wanted me to do, Kid? Did you say that?
No, but you know what? I've written letters that indicate that. And one time I took a plane from St. Louis to Atlanta, Georgia. Then I took two commuter trains and two buses and a cab.
Holy cow. And
I got to Duluth, Georgia, and I met him at a Waffle House down there. And I didn't realize that CNN cameras were in front of us. And I said, you know, your voice just really makes me, something, I don't know if I can say on the air.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll be the judge of that. Makes you...
makes me cream my jeans.
Hang on a second, Chastity. Right. We have to have a conference. Hold on a minute. Okay, no, you can't say that. We decided you can't say that.
Well, are you gonna bend me over your knee and spank me for it, or what?
Well, I got a feeling you'd like that. I think you might want that, and that's why you're being naughty, because you want a spanking. Chastity, say hi to the guy who's the reason you called, I guess, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Actually, you're the reason I called, but I'll say hi anyway. Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hey, how are you, honey?
So you did not call to talk to Dr. Doug, because that's the segment we're in.
No, I didn't realize that. I did not realize that. But I can ask a question that's related to that, because it caught me a little bit off guard when I was on hold, and I thought I better think of a question.
go right ahead.
So I have a seeing eye dog. He's a German Shepherd. He's 6 years old, and he's developed like this. He develops like these scabs on his skin, on his fur, and then he occasionally he's got this like. I'm going to be taking him to the vet next week because he's got, like, this cyst, and I don't want to, you know, try to pop it or anything in case it's an infection. I don't want to cause any type of major infection going on. But what do you suspect that could be?
Well, you might be absolutely right. It could be a solid tumor, and they would be able to tell if it's something like that. And then a tumor just means a growth, so a pimple is a tumor.
And not as bad as a tremor or a former. A tumor. Right.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Chastity.
So, Chastity, you'll want them to give an exam. Now, the crusty stuff can simply be a bacterial infection in the skin, and a lot of times that can be treated just with antibiotics and shampoos. But, you know, I would get, you've already got a plan to go in. I think that's the logical solution, and they're going to tell you what the best options are for that growth. And they'll give a good once-over and tell you how to manage the skin. But I don't think you have anything that's not fixable. So
it feels like it's above the skin.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And cysts, you're right. You don't want to rupture them, in my mind, because
they have a capsule usually, so if you rupture them, they can close and fill up again. So a lot of times the doctor has to remove the entire growth that includes a capsule, but he'll also be able to tell, he or she, be able to tell whether it's something else of concern. So you're doing the right thing, and go for it, and be happy for the holiday.
All right, you too. And Frank, I want to say Merry Christmas. I want to say to all those politically correct people, Merry Christmas to all you politically correct people, too.
Well, that's what we say, and that's what I'm glad you said that. And anybody who doesn't understand that it's all inclusive, screw them.
Yeah, and we need to talk at some point, because I know we were talking about me being on the show, and I know that I just heard your studio is in Kirkwood, and I live in Kirkwood.
Well, Chastity, that was a possibility until you said cream your jeans. And once you said Kid Rock made you cream your jeans, we can no longer have you here.
Well, if I show up, you know, for show prep and you get to spank me, especially since it's a Christmas holiday, if you know, maybe under the mistletoe, the studio mistletoe.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we have a studio mistletoe? No, we can get some.
The station does have a spanking room.
Oh, we do, actually. Yes, right next to the green room. Chastity, we got to run, but nice to hear from you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's still carrying
Frank, don't be anywhere without a witness.
Oh, that's a good... No, yeah. She's still carrying that thing for Kid Rock, man. I cream my jeans for him.
Oh, my God.
By the way, we don't condone that kind of talk. I just want you to know that. That was Chastity, not us. Next caller is a familiar name, Dan. Dan, say hello to Dr. Doug. Merry Christmas and welcome to 590 The Fan.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Not you. Not you. That's an old bit. It's not funny. It's not. Just not.
I thought it was.
I'm sorry, Dan. The caller, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. Good afternoon and good evening and Merry Christmas to everybody.
You too, Dan. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how are you doing? I got a question for you for my little Jack Russell pug. He's got the pug head, but the Jack Russell body weighs about 17 pounds. And he's having real bad acid reflux.
Dan, you have to turn your radio down, Dan.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
He's had acid reflux before, and they used to give him some little tablets of Pepto-Bismol. And I was wondering if that would still be okay to give him, because his acid reflux is really bad.
How old is he right now?
He's 14.
Oh, okay. So, again, you can try something simple, but, again, 14 years of age with these kind of symptoms, I would definitely have your veterinarian do a good exam. He might want to try some special medications with specific food changes and see if you can get some of that reaction cut back. There are drugs that actually relax the smooth muscle that lines the bowel, and especially at the entrance and the exit of the stomach, that might be important. But there could be other things that are encouraging that kind of symptom, and especially at 14 years of age, there might be, God forbid again, some kind of growth in the stomach or along the esophagus. There might be irritation along the esophagus. So, and then they might also suggest something like protonics like we use, like Pepcid or something like that. So it definitely behooves you having your veterinarian do a good exam and make sure you're not missing something. You've got a 14-year-old dog. Let's not take any chances, okay?
Yeah, he had a physical about a month ago, and everything was good on him, but I'm going to make another appointment to go back again because it seems like it got worse from the last time he's had it and that stuff. But I'm definitely going to get him checked out, and I appreciate it, Doctor, and everybody have a great Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right. You too, Dan.
Say one more thing.
Go ahead.
They suggest doing they may not have done on a regular exam, they might want to do an x-ray or put some barium down so they can kind of look at the lining of the stomach and the esophagus and watch how the material moves through, because there might be something internal you're not going to pick up on just a general exam, okay?
Okay. All right. I will tell the doc that. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening.
Merry Christmas.
Off we go to, you know how this works. He's gone. Line's open. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. Tom is next. Tom, Merry Christmas. Welcome to 590 The Fan, and say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you today?
Good. How about you, Tom?
I'm doing well. I think I know your brother David quite well, so I hope he's doing well.
That's a good story.
I don't have a brother David.
You don't? I thought you did.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I do. I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't this going well?
Oh, it is.
Dr. Doug, trying to be a comedian.
He's a doctor, too.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Dave.
What do you have, Tom?
Hey, I've got a 12-and-a-half-year-old Jack Russell, and my wife is a rescue foster. And we had about an 80-pound golden in the house, and the dogs were, I guess, roughhousing, and my little Jack let out a yipe, and she, for about 2 weeks, has not been bearing weight on her back, left back leg. At her end, that did a x-ray, wanted to make sure there wasn't anything structural, and she's starting to jump a little bit more. They've got, you know, the anti-inflammatory, so it's been kind of weird. She's starting to do more and more on that leg. I was wondering if it might be something spinal, where there might have been something that caused maybe a paralysis or something of that nature. It's kind of weird.
Well, that's a good, point.
An ACL.
If they can't isolate something with an x-ray or palpating the knee and that leg, the hip, then you're right. I would look up and see, because those little breed dogs have a high incidence of, with age, where their disc can either be forced out of place, or it can change in character and become kind of gooey, or it can be calcified. Mm-hmm. In any of those particular situations, it could actually fall out of place to one side and only show symptoms on one side, the same side. So that's a very, very good intuitive kind of thought. And I would ask them, if it's not getting any better or not better enough, rest will help a spine, a disc problem too, but sometimes it can get worse and you have to end up looking at a possible surgery. But they can do an x-ray of the back, and even a simple x-ray in a lot of cases can show some changes in that spinal cord, where you see a narrowing between two consecutive spinal processes, the bones of the spine, and that would be suggestive of what you're describing. So I think it's a good point. And I would go back and let them do the next stage.
Tom, one of the things you could do to avoid spinal surgery and x-rays and the cost of all that, have you thought about having her put to sleep?
Well, yeah, that's yeah, I hear you. But my question, would there be anything to the touch? Pretty rough, Frank.
Well, that's what we do here. Yeah.
Well, he ought to wait until he gets the estimate on the workup and then decide.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Okay, well, that was my question. There's nothing that seems to be, you know, makes her scream or, you know, squeamish to the touch. So I didn't know. I don't think it's an ACL.
They can tell that in the exam room pretty easily.
Okay.
So I would look, and then they might be able to pick it up immediately. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Tom, Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
And same to you. I'm Amy and Theon.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Okay. This is Neil. Neil. Merry Christmas. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Dr. Doug.
Merry Christmas. Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Okay, I'm AM and the PM.
There you go.
What you got?
And I want to say first, I appreciate you bringing some class to this show. You know, you're well educated and well traveled.
Oh yeah, that's him, Dr. Doug. That's him, class.
Oh, are you sure about me?
Sure, yeah. He obviously is. This is the first day to listen.
Yeah.
go ahead.
I got a question. I called you a while back. We had two goldens. They were 11. We lost the male. And we've sort of rescued a golden. He's about a year and a half old now. And when we went to the breeder, somebody returned him. And apparently he ate their wedding album. I think he's kind of psychic.
He ate their wedding album?
Yeah.
That's what goats do.
Dogs do too.
I'm going to put numbers on the floor and let him pick some lottery numbers.
Did he eat just the wedding album? I mean, did he eat anything else or just zeroed in on the wedding album?
Not sure. This was the previous owners.
Wow.
Apparently that wasn't home much. we tried to crate him, and he's just destroyed the plastic in the bottom. But he does two things, and one of them is when he's home alone, he gets anxious or whatever, and that's when he roams and tries to chew stuff. But the other problem is recently he's just started to nip at the heels or bark at the feet of the delivery people. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what we could do about that.
Well, there's kind of two separate problems, but they might be able to be managed with some similar drug therapy. And when you talk about what we call separation anxiety is what you're describing, that's when you leave and this dog is bored, or for whatever its history has been, it is, you know, it goes bonzos. So I think there's some methods to try and medicate. There are products like Prozac. There's another one called Clomicon. There's many other ones that are now on the market that are even getting more popular that your veterinarian can help you discuss. And they would help not only with this anxiety that occurs when you leave, but they probably would take him, tone him down a little bit so he's not chewing on people's heels and stuff. So that would be good. And then on top of that, you might even talk to your veterinarian about getting a behavioralist to talk about that kind of new behavior towards people. But I really think you're going to end up with some kind of anti-anxiety medication or something, some protocol that will help kind of take the primary issue away, and then the other stuff might be behavioral modification. So I think you have options there. You just got to look and see. Like I said, there's many, many new therapies available, and your veterinarian should be able to guide you through some options.
And Neil, this is not to be confused with a problem that many people have with their dogs. You said nipping at the heels. There are people who have to deal with a dog that stops, sits, and looks up at a woman's breasts, healing at their nips.
Thank you! Thank you!
Is there something... your education and your experience, and you have to put up with that. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's right. He does have to put up with it.
I am an angel. My ears are virginal.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there something... I know you don't like the rawhide chews, but there is something that I can give to chew on when we go...
For you?
Oh,
no, when you're gone? When you're gone? So the Kong toys are really very, very close to indestructible.
What are they called?
Kong toys, K-O-N-G, like King Kong.
Okay.
And those come in a lot of different forms. And then they also have the ability to put, you can put things in like a peanut butter treat. Sometimes you can stick them in there. And that keeps the dog busy trying to get to that while he's chewing on the thing. Also, they have something called Nylabones that are flavored, and those are pretty tough, but I see a lot of dogs chew right through them. So I'd probably go with the Kong toys first.
The dog sounds like he's chewing on Neil right now while we're talking.
They're barking, they're trying to earn their dinner.
Maybe they want to add something to the discussion.
Yeah, that might be. The medicine, would that be something like short term that they, you're going to go out and pack nothing?
Yeah, so in some cases you can kind of use medication over the course of several months and then start to scale it back. And if you've had a good effect, then you might start to see that some of that behavior is going to disappear. In some cases, it is more of a lifelong kind of consideration. But like I said, there's so many choices out there now. You could probably find something that's very affordable. And if that's what makes the dog survive and exist in your household comfortably and without issue, then it's worth it. Because, you know, once he destroys a leather couch or something like that, suddenly he loses great favor by the family. So,
yeah, no, he hasn't done that yet, but he has picked up stuffed animals and chewed the eyes out of them. Hard plastic.
Yeah.
I got five or six stuffed animals that are blind.
A dog that chews the eyes out of stuffed animals.
Yeah. That's wow. All he takes. He doesn't chew the animal itself. The other question is more. I guess.
Oh, you got 30. Neil, we got about 30 seconds. Go.
Okay, my male follows my female around outside. When the female squats and pees, the male goes right there and pees afterwards. Now, when something happens to the female, am I going to have to go out and pee in the yard so he knows where to go?
Yes. The answer is yes. Yeah. I can tell Neil's listened before. He knows how this works.
Yes.
We got to jump. Neil, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you for listening. Well, Doctor, let's see. This is we'll be here next Wednesday. We'll be back from Christmas. You want to do this again?
Absolutely.
All right, Doctor Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Christmas holiday.
You too.
He should give out his email address to people that
maybe he doesn't want to.
Oh, okay.
If he wanted to, he would have done it. See, you just imposed. Maybe he won't do that.
All right.
Doctor Doug Pernikoff is brought to you by Window World. You know, dogs love to get up and look out the window. They do. They really do. They like to look outside. Give them a nice, clear, new replacement window to look out. The one that more people buy than any other replacement window in this country, and that would be Window World. You can find it. It's the preferred window of Paul and the St. Louis Blues. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. We have some stories for you that are in the news. We have the second of the Christmas joke trilogy. The three we tell every year. Number two is on the way. All that after the news with Tim Woodburn, because it's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is KM Jantz, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A rate increase wasn't a big surprise, but the gloomy outlook is sending Wall Street stock indexes falling today. The Federal Reserve increased interest rates a quarter of a point and downgraded its economic outlook for 2019. Nevertheless, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the economy is doing well.
Over the past year, the economy has been growing at a strong pace. The unemployment rate has been near record lows, and inflation has been low and stable. It's